Hi, this is Conspiracy Buzz, and we have Sky,
Bailey,
and Venice.
And our topic today for this episode is Flat Earth Theory. So we're going to be talking about when the theory was created, some reasons why, and our opinions on it.
So, for the Flat Earth, they have a convention called the Flat Earth International Conference. And basically, a bunch of people who think that the Earth is flat get together and, like, discuss about it, I guess. I don't know. It seems weird to me.
Yeah,
just, like, get together. I think they get together every year.
But, like, what do they talk about? Just,
like, every year, like, what, like, is it, like, the same stuff they talk about? Or, like, what?
I just can be sitting there talking about flat Earth for a whole day. And then the next year, do the same thing.
Yep. So the flat Earth ideas are based on basic scientific misunderstandings that can easily be refuted. So they're just, basically, we have the information about that the Earth is round, and they take it, and it's just basically a scientific misunderstanding.
So people think that, like, the pictures from space are just, like,
they're fake.
Yeah, they're fake, and, like, from the government, and, like, people have some different things about, like, if you just, like, walk to the end of the Earth, you'll just fall off,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Yeah, they think that, like, since it's flat, that, like, the walls around, since, like, there's basically, like, a quote-unquote end, but, like, basically, I think, like, it's surrounded by ice from the Antarctic, I think, or the Arctic, whatever.
My question is that if there's scientific proof that the Earth is round, I almost just said flat, why do people still believe that it's flat?
They don't believe the government. They don't believe what comes out of their mouths. I mean, probably just decided to believe it. Okay, so the idea that the Earth is round was settled by ancient Greek philosophers like Aristotle, 384 to 322 BC, so before Christ. So they had found out and believed that it was round from the Egypt when they looked at the I believe it was the pyramids. So basically they I can't remember what they all did, but that's how they found out it was round, was from the pyramids. Something about that. I can't remember.
Aliens.
There you go. So the notion resurfaced in the 1800s as a backlash to scientific process. So for a while, they just didn't talk about the flat Earth. And then in the 1800s, it resurfaced. I think at the beginning in the 1800s, when it resurfaced, people thought of it as a joke. And they didn't actually believe it. They just took it as a joke to scientists.
Yeah. I would think that, like, because back then you didn't have, like, all the technology that we have now.
No.
And so they probably were just like, oh, well.
So this guy, Samuel Robertson, proposed that the Earth is flat, is a flat, immovable disk centered at the North Pole, with Antarctica replaced by an ice wall at disk's outer boundary.
So they're thinking that Antarctica is just, like, the end.
Mm-hmm. That, like,
and it wraps
the
around.
Edge of the disk, quote-unquote disk, is just ice.
I mean, it would make sense, but like I said, like, they've literally...
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Oh, so the International Flat Earth Research Society was set up in 1956 by Samuel Shenton. So that's kind of weird, though, that it would be in the 50s. I feel like people would, like, put you in, like, an insane asylum.
And why did it take so long for them to even start the convention? If they thought that it was flat in 1800s, but it took them...
People thought they were crazy, probably.
I don't know how many years that is, but...
Like,
like 1800s to 1956, right?
Like 100 years?
Yeah.
But, like, it, I feel like they wouldn't be able to talk about it because people would probably, like, consider them, like, crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, the some people think that the sun moves in circles around the North Pole and it's like a spotlight. It's like the sun is like just like shining on it.
Yeah, but at the same, well, yeah, I guess if the world's flat. Then...
But the it moves on an axis.
But another question I have is, you know how like we have different time zones,
mm-hmm.
and like it'll be dark here and then like light somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
If the world was flat, it would be all light,
yeah.
and then all dark at the same time.
Or maybe like it. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me how the world would be flat and like have like all this stuff in the Earth. Because if it's flat,
yeah.
you wouldn't be able to like dig and dig and dig and dig. Like
yeah, fat.
Because if it's flat, why would you be able to dig? For like hundreds of miles in the ground.
Hold up, could you imagine you just dig in and all of a sudden you just fall?
Oh my god. Well, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you be able to, like.
I'm so tired.
Like, is it like a thick. Like, are they trying to say it's like.
A thick disc?
Like, is it a thick disc or is it just flat, just straight flat?
I don't know.
What doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah,
And the oceans.
Yeah, where do the oceans go and play if the world is flat?
Yeah, like, do they just, like, doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what? So around 7% of Brazilian population, so 11 million people, think the Earth is flat. 11 million. It's honestly scary.
Obviously, you're not gonna, like, fall off. So if you're on the bottom of the Earth or whatever, you're not gonna fall off this gravity, and so you're not even gonna know that like you're upside down or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I don't know.
Yeah, but like flying, like you're not going in like a straight line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also like you know how planes, like some of them go above the clouds.
Yeah. People are.
Where do they go?
Yeah. Like what?
The world is supposedly flat, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that.
Ooh. So, I think a professor named Landrum thinks that the conspiracy mentality is linked to science denial and susceptibility to believing deceptive claims on social media. So most of the people who think the Earth is flat comes from social media, being deceptive.
Yeah, because a lot of this stuff is like made up. They just kind of put something random out there for attention or something, and then other people believe it.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
but it's also a lot of people are just like will believe anything. So I mean, obviously, look at the election, but. I mean, come on, people. Get it together. A lot of people, that's just how social media works. They perceive things that aren't true.
I wonder why social media is, like, such a big like, and influencer.
News. Because there's so many, I know we're not supposed to be talking about the news, but, like, they just, like.
There's so many things that they, like, over-dramatic.
And they fake. Most of the stuff that you see about, like, Donald Trump was fake. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing a thing on, like, either CNN or Fox, and it was talking about how they didn't have, like, enough ICU beds. That was from Italy. Like, the pictures that they had, they were from, like, Italy, not from, like, L.A., like, Florida. They were using, like, images from, like, other countries and other instances.
Yeah, I don't understand why the media is so popular now, because half of it is just...
Well, a lot of kids, like, our age are susceptible to, like, social media these days.
Yeah, and I can see that part of it. But at the same time, like, if there's facts about it and the news is, like, completely just
not correct.
Yeah, the claim that the Earth is flat is pretty out there.
Well, because I think for the news, they're like private companies. They're not run by the government, so they can just say whatever they want and not have any consequences for it.
Hey, on a different note, though, did you know that we're the only country that can, like, literally say, like, F the government?
Yeah.
The only one?
Because we're not in a socialist... Well, we might, but we're not in a socialistic government, so we can't... They can't take away our First Amendment right. Freedom of speech. But we're a lot... We're, like... A lot of people say they hate America, but, like...
I dare you to go to a different country.
Yeah, go to a different country and tell me how much you hate America then.
For real. In China, you can't even go into a grocery store and get what you want. They give you what you want. Like, alright, everyone gets one chicken.
Yeah. Like, they just, And
one chicken.
One chicken. One. But, like, it's crazy. With, like, even with, like, women's rights in other places. Some women don't get rights.
Did you know that if we went to, like, one of those, like, Arabian countries, that you would have to, no matter what, put, like, you'd have to cover your face?
Yeah.
Even if you were from America?
Yeah. It's crazy how we're so, like, privileged.
You're spoiled. We're spoiled. And people don't realize that, and they're just...
People are like, we hate America. Well, then leave.
Yeah, let some immigrants come in.
Like,
they'll do the work for us.
Like, come on, people. Like, think. We have it so easy. And people don't realize that. It's so crazy.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's, like...
It's not easy.
Easy.
But, like,
it's definitely,
we definitely have it easier than other countries.
Yeah, way more privileged.
Like...
Speaking of that, I applied for a job yesterday.
Thank you.
What job?
At a daycare.
Oh, God.
I don't know how I'm about to wake up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. And Landrum thinks that those with the conspiracy mentality have lost the ability to judge when to trust and when to be septic.
What does that mean?
So, meaning they don't know whether to believe or to, like...
Be like, you're dumb.
To, like, they can't really, like, judge what to trust and what not to trust. So,
I would definitely not trust it because, yes, the government could fake the pictures, like, from, like, a science, like, space, but I feel like there's so many pictures of it being round, and, like, if the Earth was flat, we would obviously, like, see, you know?
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why would they lie? Like, what do they gain from, like, lying about the Earth being round?
And also, like we said about the light thing,
mm-hmm.
like, when it's light in New York, it's going to be dark in Africa or what, I don't know how the time works change, but.
Exactly.
And if it was in the oceans, like, I don't, you know.
Yeah. Some believe the government controls the weather. And that, you know, like, the chemtrails? So, like, when, like, airplanes, like, consist of that, like, they go up above the sky and you see that little line. They believe that it consists of a chemical or biological agents.
Okay, hold up. How would the government control all of the world's climates? It could be raining.
Well, they have a bunch of different governments.
Over
so they
here,
have, like,
and then totally dry over here.
Because probably each region, I'm not saying it's true, but, like, maybe each region has, like, its own, like, control center, maybe? So they each could, like, control it, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, who's just gonna sit there all day and control the weather?
It's like the Hunger Games.
Okay, so the flat earthers seem to have a very low standard of evidence for what they want to believe. But an impossibly high standard of evidence for what they don't want to believe, says Lee McIntyre from Boston University. Which makes sense.
I feel like a lot of people are just being stubborn about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that it's not true, but they're just going to stick to it so that they have something to talk about.
All right. It's just crazy to believe that, like, the Earth is flat. Like, it just doesn't add up.
Mm.
It doesn't make any sense. Jesus.
All right, well, that's our topic for today.
Thank you guys for listening. And
shout out to our, how many listeners? 7? Is it 7?
Do we have 7 listeners?
I don't know,
but...
Shout out to our listeners. You guys are the ones that keep us going.
You do.
JK, it's okay.
And I believe our next episode, we will be talking about William Shakespeare.
And we're going to have a special guest.
Some of you may know him, some of you may not, but you guys will be introduced to him next week for our 5th episode. Can you believe that? We're halfway there.
Halfway there. Unless we have to do more than freaking 5.
Well, either way, almost five episodes in. So,
stay tuned for next week.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys later. Signing off is Bailey,
Sky,
and Venice.